This is the Podcast Help Desk with Mike Dell. Is this thing on?
Yes, it is. And this is Podcast Help Desk number 108 for the 18th of August, 2018. My somewhat inconsistent show about podcasting. I'm glad you're still subscribed, or if you're newly subscribed, go back and listen to some of the other ones. Might be interesting. Anyway, what brings me here today is it seems to me that Apple is getting a bit more picky. Actually, it seems to the entire industry that they're getting more picky about what podcasts are in the Apple Podcasts directory, formerly known as iTunes. And what's going on is, for the longest time, and you know, I've talked about this quite a bit, but for the longest time, Apple's been warning people not to stuff keywords in the author tag or in the title of the show. And now they're actually starting to remove podcasts for that out of the directory. So, and they're being kind of selective, so I'm not really sure what their criteria is exactly, but the gist of it is, the title of your show should be the title of your show, not the title of your show, pipe sign, and 70 other keywords to help you get found in the search. You know, for the longest time, Apple's search algorithm within the podcast app and with iTunes desktop for podcasts has been they search the titles. You know, that could be the title of an episode or the title of the overall show, and the author tag. And that's really been it. You know, the descriptions and all that stuff are not searched. And, you know, that's hard for people to understand that that is the case, but that is the case. So what they've been doing is they've been stuffing the titles with keywords. An entrepreneur show, and this is where it really, you know, is been done a lot, is like they would say the Joe Blow entrepreneur show, then the pipe sign, and then like Zig Ziglar and Tony Robbins and Pat Flynn, and you know, so on, and name off every other person that ever did a podcast or was famous in the entrepreneurial world, you know. And this title would be, you know, 200 characters long. Well, that's no more. They've been taking shows out. You know, that would be like me here at Podcast Help Desk. You know, Podcast Help Desk pipe sign, the number one podcast about podcasting, just like Daniel J. Lewis and Dave Jackson. You know, or something like that in my title. Come on, really? You know, I don't do that. I never have done that. And then same thing with the author tag, you know, instead of just putting your name, which is what Apple wants in there, you want to put, you know, a bunch of other stuff in there. And I always said, if you can fit it in the little box there in PowerPress, generally it would be okay, but it's not. You know, in my training videos I do for Blueberry, training people how to use PowerPress, I always put in there Mike Dell, and then I put comma PowerPress instructor. Well, I'm going to have to take that out, at least in the training video, because that might get you kicked. And I say might because, you know, it's not, they don't have any hard, fast rules. The problem, you know, it's kind of a rant on my part, but, you know, Apple is just pulling shows and not even explaining to people why they're pulling the shows. So then they're making a tech support issue for both us podcast companies and for Apple themselves, because, you know, the users are going to go back to Apple and say, hey, you know, why'd you kick my show? And, you know, and then all that. So, you know, it's just a hassle. So if you do have in your title anything other than the title of your show, and if you have anything in the author tag other than the author or authors or hosts or whatever of the show, you might want to clean that up, because Apple may pull you out. And you say, well, yeah, well, it's just Apple. And yeah, it is just Apple. You know, I've said all along, you want to have your show, you know, pretty much everywhere you can have it. You know, you want it at Apple, you want to make sure you're good in Google Podcasts and formerly also Google Play Music Podcast Directory, which still does exist. Don't worry about it, but it still exists. You know, you want to be in Stitcher, you want to be on TuneIn. That gets you in the smart speakers, or as Adam Curry calls them, smart tubes or whatever. Anyway, you know, it gets you in Echo and Cortana and Google Home, you know, that stuff. So that you know, TuneIn's worth getting into. Stitcher Radio, if I didn't mention that, I think I did. That, you know, the app's still used quite a bit. It's not as popular as it once was, or at least it's not as big a market share. There's probably as many users, if not more. You know, the whole place is growing. So, you know, just because they lose percentages doesn't mean they've lost actual numbers as far as the number of people. But you know, you want to be in all these places, but Apple's kind of the big kahuna, and not only because of just Apple, which, you know, at last count in my stats on a couple of my shows, you know, I'm a little over 50% Apple. Maybe one of them 60%. That's a lot. But guess what? That's not the whole story. The whole story is that all these other third-party apps, or I would say most of the third-party apps, you know, Overcast, Downcast, Pocket Cast, there's, you know, a whole bunch of them. You know, there's, 15 or 16 Android apps. There's, you know, several iOS apps. And they all take their catalog of shows that you can find within that app if you're not subscribed to them. They take those shows from an API at Apple. And Apple gives that API for free, but they also don't guarantee that's going to stay there. But that's a whole nother ball of worms. But just remember, if you get taken out of the Apple directory, you're also, by association, going to be taken out of a whole bunch of other apps' directories. So that gives Apple a little more power than just the iOS world. So remember that. So you really want to try to keep those people happy. You know, or at least their algorithms. I don't know how much of that is people and how much of that is algorithms. I'm guessing they're doing a lot of that manually, because it's not like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, half the directory went away because of those things. So, you know, and some of the big shows, if you look at Adam Carolla's shows, he violates that, you know, keyword stuffing in the titles and author tags. So, you know. And I doubt they're going to pull him out, so we'll see. But, you know, be mindful of that. You know, and unfortunately, Apple is the big player. So until that changes somehow, we got to play by their rules. Or at least we should, if you want to be found everywhere. So that's been the big thing. You know, of course, we had the big Spotify thing going on for the last couple of months, and I'll explain that a little bit. Spotify, for those of you who don't know, has added podcasting, and that's great. You can have your show in Spotify, but only under very strict rules, and those strict rules are you have to go through what they call an aggregator, but basically it's a podcast host company. There's several of them out there, Blueberry, Libsyn, Podbean, Anchor, you know, a whole bunch of them are, you know, made a deal with Spotify to supply them with podcasts. But the reason they wanted to do that is Spotify wants the ability for them to notify the aggregator and say, hey, cut this show off. They're doing something we don't like, or something like that. You know, there's a reason, you know, I don't know the details of the deal, but that's why you have to go through one of those companies. And, you know, with Blueberry specifically, you have to be hosted at Blueberry to be submitted to Spotify. But the problem with Spotify is they got overwhelmed. They didn't think that it would be that important to podcasters to get into Spotify. So they got overwhelmed, and for a couple of months, they weren't taking any new submissions, and they also instructed the podcast companies not to tell people that they're not taking taking submissions. Well, you know, they can't do that. So, you know, most everybody knew, hey, they're stopped. But, you know, people don't understand that. Hey, I came to Blueberry and blah, 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 and now I'm not in Spotify. You know, why is it taking so long? You know, so they did that for 2 months. So, you know, all I did at work was, you know, half of my tickets were, how come I'm not on Spotify? I have to explain that. I think it's kind of rude of a big company like that. And they don't have a way for podcasters to connect, you know, directly with Spotify other than through Twitter. And, you know, that's not a great way to do tech support. In fact, Dave Jackson from Libsyn and myself and I forget who from podcast websites, we're going to be doing a joint episode called Help Us Help You. And one of the things that all three of us are very adamant about is don't ask tech support questions to your hosting company in social media. That's not the place for individual tech support. You know, overall, you know, how-tos and, you know, general questions about the services, yeah, that makes sense. But, you know, if you've got a specific issue, take it up with your specific podcast hosting company. You know, or, you know, in the case of, you know, if you're using PowerPress and hosting wherever, you know, you contact Blueberry because we're the ones that do PowerPress. So, you know, don't blast on social media, individual tech support problems. We can't, you know, we don't know who you are via social media most of the time. And even if we did, we don't want to do specific account things. But anyway, so Spotify, back to that, Spotify doesn't really have tech support for podcasters. So when something goes wrong there, they come to their quote unquote aggregator, which pretty much makes those aggregators Spotify tech support unpaid. You know, how's that? You know, I'd love to be able to outsource my tech support to somebody else and not have to pay them. But anyway, rant. Let's see, other things going on in the podcasting world. Podcast Movement just got done. I got back from that, I don't know, whenever it was, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. I was in Philadelphia. It was a really good gathering, a good show. Some interesting things there. The Google guys are definitely serious about being in podcasting. So that's great. You know, Google Podcasts, you'll notice if you're using PowerPress that if you've updated, that you now have a Google Podcast button. And if you're on an Android device, you hit that big red Google Podcast button, it'll open up Google Podcasts on your device or take you to the place to download Google Podcasts, the app, and get you subscribed up that way. And it works pretty slick. It's certainly different, you know, kind of a different model than some of the other directories because there's no really Google Podcast quote-unquote directory. It's based on Google search. So as long as you're good in Google search, you will more than likely be good in Google Podcasts. And you don't even need to be good in the search. Google Podcasts will still get it, using that Google Podcast button within PowerPress or the link under the player, you know, the normal thing. But yeah, it's different. You don't submit to Google Podcasts. You're just there once you're in search. That can be a little frustrating if you're not in search yet. So, kind of bear with them. Eventually, they will have it a little more organized and probably a little more direct way of letting them know you exist. But they're still working on it. And here's my prediction. And it's mid-year. Actually, a little past this middle of the year. But my prediction, by the end of 2019... Google's podcast market share is going to be close to or surpass Apple's. Don't be surprised. You think about it. Android, Android phones in particular, and Apple phones in particular, Apple is somewhere around 20% worldwide, and Android is roughly 80% worldwide. Of course, you got to throw in the few other players in there, such as BlackBerry, which actually uses Android now, so I guess they'd be considered Android. And there's a couple other, Nokias and I'm talking about smartphones. But anyway, it's roughly 80-20. But Apple right now is over 50% of the podcast world. Well, that can't stand if things get easier on Android, which they will be with Google Podcasts. And then you'll hear people say, "Well, yeah, but Apple people are more sophisticated and they were more apt to listen to podcasts." Yeah, bullcrap. A lot of developers out there, a lot of really smart people are using Android phones. I personally don't. I like my Apple phones because generally they just work and all that. But I don't use the Apple Podcasts app either. I use Overcast currently, and I have used Pocket Cast in the past. I do use the Apple Podcasts app for, troubleshooting and helping customers and whatnot, but it's not my primary listening thing. But Android, there's no reason whatsoever why Android Android people wouldn't want to listen to podcasts. There really isn't. Some of the really low-end Android phones may not be a good experience. Their battery life, I know, on some devices is kind of lame. And, there's a lot of barriers to entry there, but I think this Google Podcasts thing, being that it's pretty much based on the search app, and every phone has the search app. So, even without the Google Podcasts app on your Android phone, you hit a Google Podcasts link, it will take you to there and get you subscribed up one way or the other. So, as that becomes easier, I think more and more Android people are going to embrace listening to podcasts. So, like I said, mark my words, by the end of 2019, that it's going to be a neck and neck Apple Google on the market share of podcast listeners, and especially if Apple is going to become more exclusive, because if they really stick to their guns about this whole being super picky about metadata and stuff in the RSS feeds, that's going to weed out a whole bunch of shows out of the Apple directory. So, that could also be a reason why more people would go to some other way of listening to podcasts. That's my two cents. I didn't really have a script or a format today. And as I was saying, as this show gets less and less regular, no, that isn't the right word, less and less consistent. I do as I say, not as I do. Please be consistent. I just, lately have not been able to do that due to the fact that I talk about this stuff for a living. And, unless there's something that particularly sticks in my craw, I don't feel too motivated to really get on here and talk about it. And I really should. So, and I appreciate you staying subscribed. And I do plan on having this in a more consistent forum in the future. So, but stand by. I got some cool interviews lined up. And I've got, of course, that massive joint Help Us Help You show coming up soon. And soon can be in quotes. Always like that. Our development department always says soon, no matter what you ask them. If there's a timeline, they just say soon. Soon could mean a year. Soon could be next week. We don't know. So anyway, same thing here. I'll be back soon with another episode of Podcast Help Desk. Everybody have a great one.